Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a brand new episode of Two Lords About Swords. I'm here once again, your host, Gordon. How's it going? Neil, you're here. Ooh. You're my co-host. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
That's good. I am tired because work is bad for the month of August. But at the end of the month, I get to actually have some time off and I get to go to Guelph and see one of my best friends. So I'm excited. That'll be fun. I actually should have mentioned this pre-recording, but we're going to have to record the 29th or no, the 30th, sorry. Cause I'll be staying overnight 20th, 29th. And I don't think I want to record on the 29th, which is the Saturday. So we'll just record it on the Sunday. It should be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Worst case scenario, I can always maybe try to record something while I'm there. If you're moving to college.
I think I'm just sticking around home because COVID. Oh,
true. Okay, that works for me. Like doing online shit. On the docket today, no awakening. Oops.
What happened to that? No one will know.
Maybe next week. Who knows? Before 100, let me tell you that. Instead, we got some objectively better game, Fire Emblem Thracia 776.
Yeah!
Spoiler alert, I'm playing that right now because Makwa died as we were trying to grind.
We had an amazing Brigid with a Poison Axe pull two crits in a row.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did it. He didn't even need the second one to crit, but he did.
So we said, fuck it, and we decided to record.
Mindless grinding Makwa for no reason.
Yeah, so there really is no point. So I just have a speed up button. So if I do kind of blank out a little bit, blame the Thracia with something weird happened. But there shouldn't really happen much. Happen. I'm literally hitting attack and injury.
That have like a she is attacking archers with like a 1% hit on her.
So. And she just leveled strength, so
which is the only thing we're banking on.
So we got some Thracia, and then the Fae Channel, the long-awaited CYO 4 Fae Channel, which I probably should have watched again, but I didn't. Oops.
I remember most of it.
Okay.
There was something that didn't involve any gameplay. And
I definitely remember that. Then we have the banner trip.
The banner trailer. Like 2 days later, I think, as well.
Yeah, which
that was discussed there.
That was a
Did you end up watching the other thing that wasn't the Fae Channel?
I skimmed through it and I was like, okay,
I looked at it and there's no English subs. So.
Yeah.
I was just like, meh, no point.
It was just kind of like, man, I would watch this if it was a Cypher presentation. God damn it.
The weird thing about it is I don't know much about the Japanese voice actors, but I know they picked three voice actors that voiced characters in like Three Houses. I'm sitting here like, okay, you're doing a presentation to celebrate 30 years and you got people who voiced characters in a gear game that's been out for a year.
Yeah.
Huh. Because it was like Bernadetta, Ferdinand, and Claude's voice actors. So I'm just like, you didn't want to grab, I don't know, like one of the art directors maybe, or someone who worked on like an earlier game maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows, because like they could have grabbed like one of the artists from Fae. One of them probably would have been like, oh yeah, sure, I'll talk.
Yeah, I would have.
That would have been a little more interesting. Like, I would have grabbed Sigrid's like a voice programmer actor that helped with like a bunch of the games as well.
No, here's
Frieza's voice actress. I mean, one of them could have voiced someone in Awakening, but I don't know. If they voiced characters in like Awakening or something as well, I'd be like, that's a little better. He's at least voiced characters in an earlier game.
Is it the guy who voices Crom and Ryoma, not Matt Mercer, the other one?
Is it the same in Japan as well? I think they're two different guys.
No, it's the same dude.
It is?
Wild. Yeah. Yosuke, I can't remember his name, but he voices a lot of stuff that Matt Mercer does.
It's like, he's just Japanese Matt Mercer.
Yeah, that's what people call him.
D&D channel as well.
What's that?
Does he have a D&D channel as well?
Yeah, I wonder. that'd be real funny. Other than that, we have a little bit of Weeb Corner. I'm going to discuss a little bit about the new season of Seven Deadly Sins.
I think we were going to talk about Sword Art last time because we didn't get to it. The book.
Right, yeah, well, if you want to talk more about that, I could probably talk a little bit about...
We just didn't even touch on it. We just said I finished and that was it.
I think we mentioned it a little bit, but...
I think that's all we did. We just said... Yeah. I did it, and then, because we skipped most of the panel last time.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oops. Okay, we're good.
It's fine. All right. So I guess we're going to be talking probably about the Fae channel first, because Thracia...
Let's do Thracia first, because I remembered we played one on Sunday, because I was like, we got another strength.
Yeah,
I kind of want to play some Thracia, so we did a map last Sunday. I can't really remember much. I'm not going to lie.
Town chapter escape. Asphel killed like 13 dudes and then we ran away.
Yeah.
Big beefy man got like two like movement, like was movement stars or whatever.
Oh yeah. Beefy. Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty much about it.
And then Dalson, and then doors can open. That's a fun mechanic.
Yeah.
So, people probably don't know, but there's like this one gate, like right in the middle of like the chapter, and it's an escape chapter, and there's escape on the other side of the gates. The gate just doesn't open. I've seen it open before.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
Nope.
The lockpicks don't work. So, I don't know. Maybe you need God mode to open that door.
Obviously
we don't have. Maybe door key only? Or maybe you have to open it from the other side? That'd be weird.
Maybe.
Could be the case. Maybe not. But
Con!
It's not super useful on her.
No.
I guess Earth Sword Weight? Whatever. In that chapter we got Gordon, one of Gordon's new favorite characters, I guess. Who's probably going to hit the bench at some point. Maybe. He got the Brighton replacement.
Yes. So we did end up getting Hicks, who, Gordon's, I mean, he's meme-y.
Amazed by him.
Yeah. He just does weird-ass shit. It's like, oh.
He talks like a farmer.
Yeah.
He's Brighton with better growth, and then we proceed to get like HP level up, and that was it.
Yeah. He still can't hit.
He has 80, he had what? He had 50, then he had 70, then 80, and then like high 80, and then like 90 hit. He missed like the first 5 hits or something, and it was like he didn't hit till he had like 87 hit, and then 90 hit. And it was like, yeah, this guy's useful, right?
Yep.
So that was fun. There was a bunch of calves. I think he killed. Did he kill most of the calves, or did we just let Dalson do the second
half? I think it was Dalson, because I'm actually starting to really like Dalson, because he's actually just a good armor knight. So
that's debatable.
I mean, he's decent.
Did you see that random dude just had a hammer for no reason?
Well, yeah. You did say while we were playing this chapter that a lot of doodads have a.
Well, it's not this chapter, it's later on. Yeah. Like, there's a chapter with, like, a bunch of armor knights, and then, like, all the axe armors have hammers, just because.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
I remember Thracia being weird with, like, they give you Dalson, and I guess they expect you to use Dalson, because he's, like, the only armor knight, aside from Xavier, which, we're not getting Xavier. There's just no way we're getting Xavier, unless you want to spend, like, a bunch of resources, which I don't think you want to. But they just throw a bunch of hammers in like throughout the game, just because they can. And it's like, oh, nerf Dalson, I guess, but like he's not all that great. I guess you can make him speedy with the SETI scroll, but do we really want speedy armor knights? Or...
Not really. All of my scrolls are on Makla.
Makla, we need her to be speedy. She's gonna cap speed if you promote her. We don't need any more speed.
I probably won't.
10% magic's useful.
Probably not going to promote her anytime soon. So
yeah. Well, I mean, she gets axes.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, she can't carry an axe for, like, anything.
No, 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 she can't really. Con?
She doesn't have a lot of con. She has enough to carry Lithis, and that's about it.
Yeah.
What else did we get? We got Master Seals, which we kind of used to promote and then didn't. But
and then we had to reset, whatever. And then I just forgot to. So we'll do it in two chapters because the fatigue system is now a thing.
Yeah, fatigue starts next chapter, and like half his units are fatigued, which of course they'd be fatigued.
Aspel.
Aspel had like 60 fatigue and like 30 HP. It's like, oh.
Double. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, The fatigue system is if that stat is higher than your HP, they can't be used next map.
Yeah. So each fatigue is calculated as one combat equals one fatigue. I think heals, depending on certain things, can also increase it more. I don't remember all of them. I think heal is, I think it's just one if you use heal, but, maybe more expensive staves, it was more or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that was just weapon level. Thracia is always weird, so you just gotta do whatever. obviously some units won't be usable, but we'll have plenty because the next chapter is a super easy one. So that's fun. Easy aside from limited turn count and kind of have to crit the boss likely. But
easy.
We gotta capture the boss, or we don't get two units back, and a guiding chapter, so...
No, Tanya!
we need Tanya. Kinda want her. Also, there's Wrath Scroll, but, it's...
Why are all the Thracia units? Thracia female units, so good.
Yeah, so good. Why don't I pull them? Hmm?
Like Tanya?
Tanya? Why not? I'd like to pull a Tethys as well, but not happening.
I have Tanya and Tethys.
I don't even have a good Norn.
Yes! More strength for Magua!
This is so much better. This is why we reset. What?
Now we're doing this map, which I can't remember what this map is.
Chapter? 6, 7?
Sure.
Yes, 7.
This is the one where the final escape map for the Manster Arc, I think.
Yeah, there's a shit ton in a row, and that was all the Manster Arc.
Yeah. Hey, we're almost done. Hit. Yeah.
We just use broken weapons, and we win.
So we started, instead of going down, we stayed up for the reinforcements.
And then you kill the boss, and then there are no more reinforcements.
Yeah. Ooh, another level. All right. Final level of the map. Oh, no strength.
I mean...
Almost cap speed, though. Moral of the story is to not use Mako.
That sounds like a good thing. Dismount her and move her down.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
You have to dismount to pick her up as well.
Yeah, I guess. All right, I can do this.
Yeah, wait for those guys to go down. But, So, at the start of the map, there's some cavalry enforcements that I like to call rapier fodder. So they show up, and they carry a rapier and usually a javelin. Apparently one dude has a long lance. I don't remember that guy. He just showed up out of nowhere. Lithis has enough con at base to steal rapiers.
Yeah.
So he can just yoink a rapier a turn, and then you can, rescue him back and drop him off, and then yoink another one the next turn. Because the Cavs show up 3 every turn. So you just farm up a few rapiers, which I don't know if you know, but rapiers are fairly decent weapons. I mean, they usually give 1 to a lord in each game. Wonder why. Dual effectiveness is nice. Don't you go in that arena?
No, I'm not going to the arena. I'm selling these broken swords.
True. You might want to get more swords later. Okay, the rapiers, we stole 3, I think?
3 or 4, something like that.
It's always good to pick up a few, because Armor Knights are plentiful in this game, so...
Yes.
The occasional rapier with the 10 crit plus whatever follow-up critical coefficient you have, such as Fergus, who gets five times crit on the second hit. That's like 50 crit with just the sword alone.
Yeah.
Kind of helps for killing Armor Knights. I mean, it also gets effective damage, which makes it like 12 might, which isn't great, but that's like a silver sword, I guess.
Yeah.
So, got a couple of those. Leaf got a kill, because sure.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
He got one kill, a good level up, and then hasn't done anything else the rest of the chapter.
Yep.
What else? Yeah, the final escape chapter after the long haul. You excited for the next one?
Or no.
And then
not at all. Not at all.
And then I think it's another escape chapter. Oh. They're not done. They keep coming.
Kago was like, oh, you want objectives?
You want more than just seize or kill boss?
Or route?
Escape. And yeah. Then more escape.
Yeah.
And then more escape. Oh, here's a defense chapter. And then escape.
And then FE6 was like, how about we just do C's? Like,
yeah, we'll just go back to C's. That seems easier.
Yeah.
I think there's like 3 defense chapters in this game. I think. Or is there just 2? There's 2 memorable ones.
Yeah.
So it might just be 2.
I'm not too sure.
I remember 2 good ones. So we'll have those. With the ballista reinforcements. I like those guys.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Well, I just finished this map right now, so Makwa MVP, not really, but
I mean, new, but yes.
Oh, yeah, so I'm just gonna save this right here.
You get a fun thing during this cutscene, because you saved all the village kids in chapter 3, right? Remember?
Yes,
a long time ago.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's relevant now. Finally.
Oh, okay.
One of the kids. The other 3 kids, you got the stuff right away, I'm pretty sure. So, I think...
Well, we did get Hicks because of it. So.
I think that was one of them. Murphy or whatever the kid's name was.
Yeah, Murphy.
Oh, no, it's Dalshin, you get one of the kids. Murphy's one of the kids in the prison. In, like...
Oh, right. Chapter, I think. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the weird things where it's like 3 chapters ago. Remember that green unit you saved? He's relevant now.
Yay!
Yeah.
I'm enjoying.
You're baffled by wow, Thracia is so much better than I'd heard.
It's a lot of fun. Like, it's just good Fire Emblem, and I really like that because it's just. Yeah, sure, there might be some weird shit, because that's Kaga in general, but
you
but
exploit it thanks to scrolls, so if you don't want to deal with that weird shit, there's an arena, you could just use that, then you're good.
Yeah, and there...
I mean, it's not that hard of a game anyways. There's also Paragon mode you could play, which just doubles the XP permanently for everyone.
You right on that, yeah.
And then there's Paragon on units, which quadruples it, because why not? 40 experience for combat? Seems fair.
Yeah.
Dodge a ballista, 40 experience. Like, that seems logical.
Yeah, that seems about right. Yeah. It's a lot more fun than Awakening, so we might get Thracia done before. No. Like,
that's not happening.
No, it's not.
I have like one, I have 2 chapters left than Awakening.
Yeah.
Like, I was like prepared, and then Gordon's like, "Yeah, it's not happening. I'll do like 2 chapters." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, I ended up working every day but 2 days this week, so I was like, "Well, I'm not."
They call you in for more shifts.
Not call in. Well, I traded. So my shift on Monday was originally supposed to be a like 2 to 8. Or 2 to 8, and then it was an 11 to 8. I was like, okay. And then during that Monday shift, I traded with my boss the 29th, which is a Saturday, for the Tuesday. So I had to open the next day. I was like, fuck it, why not? Because she was also pretty sick. Like, she was on new medication, so she was a little dopey. So I was like, okay, well, how about we do that? And she's like, okay, that's fine. And then on, I think, the week prior, she asked me to come in to open on Thursday. So I had to open, and I worked a lot longer than I thought I would. Because she was like, yeah, you'll just have to come in for a few hours if that's okay. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. 11:30, I think. It was like, oh, okay. Thought I would be out of here by 9:30, 10 o'clock. No, okay.
Time flies when you're working.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I did get that's a bunch of bonus pay for the end of the month too. So.
And then I programmed, I tested modems for like 4 hours every day. Oh,
tested modems.
Yeah, tested modems. Plugged them in, made sure they Ethernet linked. Did that for like 4 hours, 4 days straight or something. Minimum of 4 hours, I should say.
Yeah,
usually a little longer. And then also, like, wiped off air ties or whatever. Got to get the Lysol wipes.
Yeah.
Get everything real clean with the Lysol wipes. At least it was orange smell. That's a nice smell.
True. You are right on that.
The weird job chapter of this TLWS.
Of this episode of Two Lords About Swords, because we're just kind of a little bit head over the clouds of Phyrexia 776 and don't want to talk about Awakening. Yep. Anywho, we should probably get to the next topic or else we'll probably talk about, I don't know, our cats, which, speaking of which, she's lying down right beside me.
Ooh,
yeah!
Upstairs instead of downstairs, and now I'm sad. Like, I don't see her just sitting in the corner of my eye.
You still have both cats, right?
Yeah, I still have both cats.
Yeah,
one didn't come in for like half the day. He was out all morning somewhere. Showed up later and it's like, oh, you haven't even had breakfast yet.
That sounds like Chuckles when he was in his prime. He's still kicking around, dude.
It's always scary when they just don't show up for a day and then they show up tomorrow and it's like, what were you doing?
Yeah. Anywho, the next thing on our docket.
What people are here for, and they didn't want to listen.
not about our cats. Unfortunately,
that's
maybe
the important part, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Anywho,
when's National Cat Day?
Spring. We'll have to have an episode for next Cat Day. I still want to do that. Anywho, without getting even more off topic, the brand new Faye channel came out on, I think it was a lot earlier than I thought it was.
At like 11, they were like, hey guys, we have this amazing press thing on the 14th at like 5 a.m. Oh, what's that? No, there's no new information there.
No.
And then later that night, like the day before they were going to do it, they're like, oh, Faye channel. It's like, oh, you didn't want to live stream it. Okay. They just dropped it on us like earlier. And then it was like, oh, no sleep for me. Well, for a while, for like an hour. Gotta watch the Faye channel.
They just
went straight to CYL, I think.
Yeah, they did. They were just like, hey, CYL. I was like, okay. And actually, we watched this together too.
Yep.
So the first thing that they showed was obviously the CYL 4 units, which, spoilers, was Lysephia, Edelgard, Dimitri, and Claude. It was a Free Houses banner, and it will be coming out Tuesday night at 3 a.m., so technically Wednesday. And we have ourselves, we might as well kind of like merge
Wednesday the 9th. Comes out the Tuesday.
Does it come out the Tuesday at 3?
Yeah, I'm like 90% sure they said the 18th, and we aren't in daylight savings time, so the roadmap's correct, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. So, what we'll do, we'll kind of merge the trailer that happened on the Friday night as well when we talk about these characters. So, first off,
that was like the only difference.
Yeah. Yeah. So first off, we have ourselves Lysephia, who is rocking this gorgeous Grimory art.
And then they just have a hat.
Yeah, they did.
Dorothea sells, right? She has a hat.
She has a hat. Sure.
Lysephia hat. I'm just like, I don't care either way.
Yeah.
She doesn't have anything new aside from her weapon, which is, I guess.
That's fine. It's fine. So she has herself dark spikes.
Oh, wow.
Which is the first thing on her weapon. Let me get the trailer out earlier.
Is her effectiveness against cavalry foes. Grants speed +3 at start of combat if foe's HP is over 75% or equal to. Grants attack speed +6 during combat, and if unit's HP is less than 100% and unit initiates combat, unit makes a guaranteed follow-up before the foe can counterattack. So it's not just desperation if she's not full health. It's also she guarantees a double.
Yeah, that's...
So basically, wary fighter. What's that? I don't know. Never heard of that.
Not allowed.
Never heard of wary fighter.
Nope. Then
Nah, I don't need that.
And then her skills are they're fine, I guess.
Moonbow attack speed +4.
Noontime actually,
which I think the only other unit to have low speed res is Lysithia.
Oh no, this is a Dimitri. So, sorry, wrong unit.
That's fun. And hone speed 4. Sure, why not? More hone speed. That's fun. It's kind of weird that Dark Spikes gives her so much speed when, like, she's kind of slow when she uses that. Maybe that's just
because
she never doubles with Dark Spikes, because it weighs, like, 14. It weighs 3 less than, or 5 less, I think, than Hades Omega, which is kind of funny, because base Lysithia has 5 less speed than this Lysithia. Like, lines up perfectly, which is kind of ironic. But, yeah, I mean, people are like, oh, it's Dark Spikes. I'm like, yay, Dark Spikes.
Yeah.
Cavalry.
Those pesky sword cabs.
Yeah. Is this just to kill Dark Knight? I see him once in a blue moon, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be good for, I guess, if there's 70 HP Abyssal Calves. Like, that's where it's useful, I guess.
Yeah.
Cav effectiveness has never been, like, a wow, I guess. Unless you're Micaiah. Mm-hmm. You also have armor effectiveness, which you just use that for anyways.
She's got, you know, the premier skills, so
that's
fine.
She's got desperation in her weapon, so she can afford to run the lull skill, so that's
fine. Oddly enough, she's budget normal Lysithia in my eyes.
Yeah, like, you have this Lysithia, which comes fully stacked up and set to double.
Yeah.
Or you could just use normal Lysithia, who's set to one shot.
Yes. So, your choice.
I'm pretty sure this Lysithia had, like, what was it? 7 less magic? No. Not 7. Because assuming they both have super boons, it was like 3 less magic or something. Then like Lysithia, who's like 5 years younger. Where'd the magic go? Oh, I guess Hades might, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's where it went. Pretty sure the base one doesn't have... She has special cooldown count -1, so it's not even like +5. +3 magic or whatever.
Next, and that was the only one we actually knew the skills of before
the stats.
Trailer came out. Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess, yeah, skills and stats. Well, fully. The other we could see, but we had no idea what the C slot was. So.
Yeah. So we have ourselves next. Was it Claude next, or was it Edelgade? It was Claude? Okay.
Yeah.
So Claude... He has pretty decent skills, I want to say. I like Claude a lot. So he's got the Wind Parfia, right?
Yep.
Accelerate special trigger, and it's effective against flying. And if unit initiates combat or unit is within 2 spaces of an ally, grants +5 to all stats during combat. And if a unit also deals damage to foe using a special, restores 50% of their HP.
Hey, triggers Crest of Regan every single special.
Yeah.
Those combat art.
Yep.
20% became 100%.
Mm-hmm. He's got the Moonbow, Fury 4. Nice. Chill Speed Defense 2, which is not bad. And his new skill, which I think is inheritable, right?
Yep.
Attack Speed Grind 3, and inflicts Attack Speed -4 on foes within 2 spaces during combat.
Now,
hey, Neil, do you know who uses this? You know who could use this?
Luke?
Chris.
You know what?
Spurn.
You know what? Looking at the skill, turns out, if you look at it really close, it kind of looks like a Pegasus and a Wyvern. So it might be Flyer exclusive.
Okay.
Which, big rip there, because Flyers can't get Spurn. Oof.
If I guess only, that's
not working.
Well, be dip. If only male Chris, or female Chris was,
for some reason.
If only female Chris was a Lance Flyer. Even then, if she was a Lance Flyer, I would have been probably not would have summoned on it. So
you have a point there. Notice how we've gotten like 3 Lance Infantries, like the last 3 banners. We've got a Lance
Infantry. Hey, I like Lance Infantry, so keep common, I guess.
We got one since Shiro, and now we have 3 in a row. Aside from Shiro. Anna was a little bit ago, but.
Yeah.
For Anna, it was Brave. No, it was Duo Ephraim, which I guess Shiro. Doesn't count, and then it was like Shiro.
I heard Shane pulled another.
There was also Berku, but he was.
I heard Shane pulled another Shiro.
Woo! Plus one Shiro.
Congrats.
So useful.
Not really. Anywho,
I think I got Claude, Young Tiki.
For me, one of the things that they mentioned in the Fate channel, which we'll get to, but you can multi-spark this. Won't come into play for me, but it'll come into play for Neil, probably.
The multi-spark. If you have 600 orbs, you can spark 4 times. You
could spark 4 times. Neil, I think, can spark twice.
I probably will. But...
So you can probably, if you like snipe one person, you can probably get
probably
all 3
gonna
of them.
Be pulling blue and then off red.
I'm just going to wheel. I think I'm just going to wheel because the...
Cheaper for orbs. Yeah, if I don't wheel, I probably won't get to the second one unless I grab some orbs from somewhere.
I mean, I mean, for me, it's like, okay, if I don't pull Lysepia, Lysepia is one of my free ones. I hope I can pull one other one, like either Edelgard.
If you get the spark, you get 2 free units because you get a 1 free also.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that if I don't pull Lysepia, she is a guaranteed pick for me on one of my sparks.
True.
Right? I'm hoping I pull either Dimitri or Edelgard, because I also really want Claude.
True.
Or if I pull Claude, it'd be fine. But I hope I can pull maybe 2 on the wheels. If I can't, if I pull one, that's fine. Hopefully it's either Dimitri or Claude or Lysepia. Then I can grab Dimitri or Edelgard, you know?
Yeah.
Which, objectively, Edelgard is fucking scary, which I think is next.
We'll talk about Edelgard.
Yeah. So she has the flower Hotclair? Okay. Hotclair. Accelerate special.
I understand why it's called Flower Hotclair, because Crimson Flower.
Yeah.
I could have taken the Crimson. I mean, the other ones, they took Verdant Wind, and then, I guess, spoilers, Azure Moon.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Flower Hotclair just sounds kind of boring.
Like,
a flower.
Isn't
her combat art Flickering Flower or something? I never used it because I never used her personal class.
Yeah, I can't remember. I only did that once, and that was last year. So
I used the Remory Edelgard, and then then she was a Swordsmaster.
Yeah,
and then she was a Wyvern. Oh, look, she actually used axes this time.
So Flower Hoshafant is what I'm going to call it now. Hoshafant. Accelerate special trigger, and at the start of turn, if the unit's HP is greater than 25%, she can move 1 extra space.
Super armor boots.
Yeah, and it grants the following stats to her for 1 turn. Units can move to a space adjacent to any ally within 2 spaces.
So that's ground orders. You can get that from Peony's Dance and...
Yeah,
like
and then at the startup combat if units HP is greater than 25%, it inflicts attack defense negative scary on foes during combat. That's scary itself.
I like how they had like, oh, this is a good weapon, and then they added that part on top, and they're like, you didn't need that. You already got rid of one of her like weaknesses and being in armor, and now you're like, oh yeah, also -6 attack and defense. Oh.
Yeah.
Sure, we didn't need that part, but okay.
He's so scary.
But you know what isn't her scary? Her A
slot. Her A slot distant ward?
They had to do it to her, didn't they? What's that? Yeah. You want a distant counter? Nope. Did you say distant ward? The inferior version of distant counter? Now I can counter mages and staff units. Oh, wait. Staff units have dazzling staff? Oh. I guess I can counter mages.
Oh, I die?
She doesn't die to mages because she seems res built, but like.
Yeah.
Oh, all those bows, daggers, you know, those two things that are just going to pick away at me. I guess I can't counter. It's one of those things where you look at that and you're like, I'm going to just inherit distant counter on her, but now I have to. Like, they couldn't just have given it to her. They gave distant counter to Brave Hector, except it was super distant counter.
They gave distant counter to, spoilers, Dimitri, on his weapon. So.
Well, it's on his weapon, so.
Yeah. So.
Different.
Yeah.
B-slot.
Fair enough. Her B-slot, brand new skill, which Dimitri also has one, kind of like this. This is Black Eagle Rule. Is this a perf?
Yep. White circle, perf.
Right.
Also, okay, CYL winners get a perf.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough. Hector got one.
Yep, Hector got one, Lynn got one, Ike got one, Celica got one.
Yeah, so if units HP is greater than 25%, she can make a guaranteed follow-up attack. And also, if foe initiates combat, damage received by foe's follow-up attack is also reduced by 80%.
Oh, chivalric ward.
Yeah.
Or crusader's ward, I should say.
I like how they just added an
auto follow up attack onto Sigurd's perf B slot.
Yeah. Huh.
Useful.
That's scary. Actually, oh, we're not
a little better because it says like guaranteed follow up foes. I think Sigurd, if he gets hit twice in a row, the second hit is weakened. So a better version of it.
We're definitely not done, Neil. Her C slot? Her C slot. Joint drive res.
Yay, now she tank magey more.
Grants res +4 to all allies within two spaces during combat. And if unit is within two spaces of an ally, it grants res +4 to unit. So, yay!
Woo-hoo. She gets res. Could have put the joint version on Dimitri, but no.
No, not allowed. Anywho, the final unit, who is also scary. Hey, we're gonna get to him, but reminds me of a certain Brave Hector, but with two move all the time. okay. So he has the Moon Gradivus. Units can counterattack regardless of foe's range, and it grants special cooldown charge +1 per foe's attack during combat.
So, if you remember, Owain had this on his sword, but then he also had special cooldown count -1, and that was his sword. They replaced special cooldown count -1 with a distant counter. That's fair, right?
Definitely.
Then he has Noontime, which it's kind of funny that they gave both second place winners Moonbow and both first place winners Noontime, the most premium skill around. And then he has a new type of skill, I guess, attack defense unity, which remember attack defense bond 4, which yes. I don't think we got yet. This mm-hmm. just obsoleted that. So
yep.
That's fun. If unit is within 2 spaces of an ally, so it's not even a bond anymore because it's 2 spaces, grants attack defense plus 5 and bonuses to attack and defense during combat equal to current penalties on each of those stats times 2. So mm-hmm. remember Chaos Ike or whatever, Fallen Ike? Yes. His sword had an ability where it would take the penalties on him, multiply them by 2, and then add them to the unit. So this works on Dimitri for only his attack and defense, and he has to be within 2 spaces, obviously. So that's good. If you nerf Dimitri's attack, he gets more attack. The way they word it on the weapon is, like, on the description is kind of weird. They're like, if you get debuffed by 7 attack, then you get plus 19 strength. And it's like, wait, what? Oh, you know, you're adding the plus 5 from the actual, like, skill? Oh, okay. Could have maybe worded that out, but sure. So that's a, like, so basically he can't get nerfed in his attack and defense. If you nerf him in there, they just get better.
Yeah.
Helps with his B slot, because Blue Lion mm-hmm. rule. If unit's defense is greater than foe's defense, reduces damage from attacks during combat and from area of effect specials, excluding Rooker's Huge Bosses, special whatever, by percentage mm-hmm. equal to the difference between stats times 4 and max 40%. Hey, it's Spurn, kind of, except defense. Which arguably easier to proc, because Dimitri's, I'm assuming he's going to have about 40 defense. That's just my guess. He's going to probably be around 40. I'm assuming his speed's probably going to be mediocre. But he's probably just going to have high. I think they showed him to have 41 HP, which isn't a lot. I'm assuming high attack and high defense, mediocre res, mediocre speed. So, assuming 40 defense. Yeah, there's a lot of mages that have less than, like, 30 defense. So, that's guaranteed 40%. So, that fixes his res, I guess.
Oh, joy.
Patches him right up. Oh, also, the weapon, the skill's not done. He also has a quick riposte 10.
Yeah.
So, I say quick riposte 10 because there's no restriction. Like, at all. There were units, we joked when units like Brave Hector came out with, and Brave Hector and Roy both having quick riposte equal to 50%, which we called quick riposte 5 because 50%, right?
Yeah.
So this would, I guess, be quick riposte 10 because that's another 5 on top. So it just, he just always has quick riposte.
Yeah.
So that helps with tanking on enemy phase. Now you also always double. Which, since you take a hit and charge your special fully, if Dimitri gets doubled, he procs noontime twice. Also probably takes 40% less damage.
He's gonna be a fucking monster.
At least you can get attacked on player phase by him, right? On enemy phase. If he attacks you, he's not as scary. He's still probably gonna do a shit ton of damage because he has joint hone attack. Should have been joint drive attack, my opinion. But
yeah,
he'll probably hit hard, but like at least he's only hitting once on like some unit that teleports and hits twice. And nerfs your attack and defense. Some units are cancer, others are just balanced.
Yeah.
Tank capabilities of an armor unit with 2 move. I think the best on the banner is Dimitri. Just, you know, no bias or anything. I think he's the best unit on the banner, clearly.
Fair enough.
We're just going to get legendary Dimitri, like, I don't know, probably soon. Hopefully not this month.
could you imagine?
We have a legendary unit banner, and aside from Dimitri and Claude, get Micaiah. We ran out of colors for Micaiah. I guess she's a staff unit next.
Color stone.
She already has one.
Oh yeah, true. Another one.
Another one. We just get another one. Can we get Dark Mage Micaiah in that like awakening Dark Mage outfit, like the art?
True.
Where she just looks kind of pitiful in like skin tight clothing.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but she looks like a loli in that. I mean, Xenoblade 2 artist is doing his best. I don't know if he did that. He did Celica in that art.
Oh, she
looks like a loli.
Yeah, she does.
Where Kyra's design came from. Great artist. Should do more like weird cipher cards and stuff. Where he just makes people into lollies.
God.
So that was pretty much the banner. There's another free unit that we're getting. We were all expecting it to be some random like three houses unit because it was a full three houses banner.
But then
I was like, we got to give something for the Japanese crowd.
Yeah, no. Our Japanese guys come first.
we got a meme to the max.
Yeah.
The most unexpected unit in the game. No, I'm sorry, it's not Merlinus. We got George!
Better!
George from Radiant Dawn is joining the game as a GHB of all things. I guess he's a rogue? And Daniel shows up in the special. Don't know why they didn't just make him a duo unit. With like a shitty duo skill, but sure.
Free duo unit.
They should have. They should have made him a duo unit, and then just gave him some like whack ass skill that's like, oh, that's very, very niche, like Spendthrift or something. Spendthrift bow effect for one turn, then it only affects him because he's a merchant, right? Or maybe he just gets a rant. No, you know what it should have been. If he uses the duo skill, it just gives him a random duo skill from any of the other duo units.
That's busted. Holy shit.
Because Daniel forges the bows, right?
Yeah.
So if it's like Daniel does the skill, right? Because you get to pick a random card in Radiant Dawn for a random effect on the weapon.
Yeah.
So he just gets a random duo effect. Could be very not useful. It's just like, oh, I charged my special. Cool. From like Alphonse, or I got one extra move from.
Bikini Bylove. All of a sudden,
Desperation.
Desperation. It's like, whoa.
Easy.
Good game. Easy clap.
And he's a blue bow infantry, which is good because we have two legendary blue bows and they're both awakening characters, so I don't need them.
Yes. So why not we put George there too?
Yeah. He'll fit right in. Clearly he'll be better. Oh. They have assist specials that let them move. And Chrom's got like the most expensive assist skill in the game. Yeah, sure, Chrom. Yeah. You have that. You know his assist is 400 SP?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's the most expensive skill in the game.
And it's an assist skill.
Yep. It's like, you know how we had like a... the rally pluses. This is worth more than a rally plus.
Oh wow.
It's ridiculous. It's okay. Like, oh yeah, he's like a new benchmark for arena scoring for ranged units. Just kind of bizarre. He's got Daniel's Bowforge or something, and then like chill defense, I believe, and some other skill that was like useful, I think. That I don't know. Some C slot. Something or other. It was a good skill. Oh, attack opening. So, yes, good skill.
Yeah.
They're both very good skills. Nice fodder, because I think we have chill defense on someone, I think. But, like, more chill defense is fine. I think we have chill defense on someone. I don't remember who, though. Maybe we don't. Probably, but whatever. It's a good skill nonetheless, and I mean, it's George. You gotta love him. I mean, the Japanese love him. He got like 11th in like CYL on the guys.
He
doesn't fight. Daniel got like 500th. No one likes Daniel, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, George with red clothing and brown hair? Not cool. Like clothed dudes. They're like Link without a hat. I think about it. So that's hype. That's the 19th, I believe?
Yes.
Super hype. Which is probably going to be boring, but whatever.
We will have a summoning recap next week. Obviously, you won't be awake, but I'll be awake. So you'll see my polls in the morning.
Yep.
So yeah, look forward to
those. I gotta work.
Yeah. As much as, like, if you didn't have to work, I would have been...
To Waterloo Wednesday, I think.
Oh, okay.
Gotta drop off keys. That's it.
Fair enough.
I gotta take work off. They don't let me in any time that isn't my working hours. Oh,
yikes. No.
So that was most of the units in the Fae channel. There's a new game mode. I don't even remember. Phalanx, I think? It doesn't have gameplay, so it doesn't matter.
It has a chat.
I guess, which is weird. They added a chat room to a game mode that has no gameplay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
You do that.
Sure.
Okay. Goodbye. I think it's supposed to be gambling, but like, you can nullify gamble.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. It's weird and doesn't look fun. Because there's no gameplay, so...
No, it really doesn't.
Except we get new currency!
Woo! And there's something important that comes out of that currency, so you gotta do it.
The IV mangoes, or the fruit. I don't trade fruit, I think is what it's called. It's just called the IV mango. You can't grow this in the farm.
You should be able to.
You just get one a week. That's not balance breaking.
Nope.
They added it to like three other game modes. I think Resonance Battles, Arena, and something else. Some other limited time game mode, I think. Forging Bonds, maybe. I don't remember.
Aether Raids? No?
No, I think it was some other like limited time, like Grand Conquest or something weird.
Oh, okay.
I think it was something like that. It might have been Forging Bonds. Could have been Aether Raids. I don't remember. It was some weird other... I know it was Arena and Resonance Battles and something else. And then obviously this new Phalanx, whatever it's called. So they're also adding Phalanx quests, which let you get 100 super quickly. And if you have 100... you can change the IVs of any unit in the game.
Yeah, including units. Grail and Alphonse.
IVs.
Yes.
That's kind of hype. Especially for people with legions. They now get 3 more attack.
Yes!
Well, actually, they get 2 more attack and 1 less speed and HP. But...
we get the jobs as dunzes, dude.
I'm
so excited. I am slapping that.
Built Rutgers are now super hype because Rutger has a super boon in speed.
Yeah.
So that's good. Other than that, there's like weird things like 2 units have attack super boons. Julius has a speed super boon. Har has a speed super boon.
Wow.
Which is like, Har, what are you doing? Why? Are you supposed to be good now with your speed super boon? Speed Har? It gets them to like not even good speed. Like max investment Har with the speed super boon is like 36.
Yikes.
And then you give him a broom. Because why not? Let's give him a broom.
We can probably leave the Discord call now.
You have a point.
Yeah.
So that's kind of good. What else? Yeah, there was Aversa. You can get plus HP on Aversa, which is kind of hype. Forma units can get IVs now, so you can keep the blue, like stars all you want.
Yeah.
To just pay for IVs using 100 of those, which you probably won't get 100 with for like a month.
Yeah,
100 a month. That seems fine.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I think you can only use it once, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's wild.
I am going to be slopping mine on Legion and then probably forgetting it exists for a little bit.
Yep.
And then I might fix some of her loot and give her attack. So to speak.
You want attack?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe attack and Swift Sparrow?
I don't know. I think speed, because Spurn units are going to start showing up more, right?
Yeah, fair.
So having
fair
the
enough.
Speed, she can probably nullify the what's it called? She can mostly nullify units with like those high speeds and spurn things. So she'll probably still hopefully one shot.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully one shot. Because she nullified. She what has? Mine would have 7, 12, 50, 9 speed. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has about that. That's, you know, assuming player phase, so that would nullify a spurn. I doubt it would double unless they're not merged at all, but maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people have slower ones with 40 speed for some reason. I don't know. 55 speed. Yeah, so that's the trait fruit. They added that. Dragon flowers. You can now use an extra 5 dragon flowers on everyone before this next banner with the 3 houses.
Yeah. So
power creep's probably coming. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw 5 extra stats on Dimitri and Luke. Oh,
God. I have to grab Edelgard. Fuck.
I doubt she's breaking 185, which I think is what we're at.
Okay.
If she breaks 185, she probably won't make 190. I guarantee
no.
that.
Okay. Yeah. She has base 200 stats. So,
well, get
a little bit. Yeah.
I'm imagining her to have like really min-maxed speed, so that's probably why she's gonna be scary.
Okay.
Two speed.
Yeah.
She gets one speed level up at level 40, and that's it.
Yeah.
Adding the 5 extra dragon flowers, sure, it's going to be expensive, I guess. They showed they used all 15 on Alphonse, and it was like 1,400 dragon flowers or something.
Yeah.
Which is a little bizarre, but...
Why Alphonse?
Sure.
What are they?
So, used it all on Alphonse, and then Alphonse has got like 28 speed.
So in Destiny Child,
speaking of Alphonse, he has speed super boon.
Oh yeah.
None of the other two units don't have any super boons, but if you do that, Alphonse might not get doubled.
Fair enough.
He's gonna have a res bane because you can't merge him, but
yeah. So in Destiny Child, which. By the way, if you were guessing that I would be playing that game more than Seven Deadly Sins, you are correct. but anyways, in Destiny Child, you get a story unit right at the start, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's summonable. That's what they should do. Just drop them in the free 4-star pool.
Yeah. The only weird thing is you can't send them home. So that's why I thought combat manuals would be more...
Yeah.
Make more sense.
Fair enough.
They should just add like them on like a limited time combat manual thing, like once a year have all 3 of them just randomly drop at once or something.
Yeah.
You can just pull them once a year. It's just a limited time that lasts a year.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be weird. Maybe just make it one of those normal things and then the normal list refreshes after a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe you could put 2 other free units on it, and that switches every year as well. So you get like an Alphonse, a Sharina, Anna, and then 2 other free units. They'll put like Fjorm and Air or something for the first year. Air all the way at the end. Rippy dippy. You need like 30,000 manuals to get an heir for a merge for like mythic units or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's a Fjorm. What potter does Fjorm have? Oh, Rutger took it. That's weird. Oh, Shield Pulse. Remember when that was for damage reduction?
Yeah.
Now we have Spurn, and it's just better. They should give us Pulse, Shield Pulse 4, and it's just a damage reduction. They should make it so it's like it's a percentage based, like reduces damage by 50% when a defensive special procs. It seems ridiculous, but like we have Spurn. And that's 40%. I mean, you can make it 40%, then it's balanced, right? It'd only be good on like Fjorm, but whatever. Fjorm could use it, I guess. She's the only one that uses Pulse Smoke still, right? Or not Pulse Smoke, Pulse Shield Pulse. I mean, you could use it on Saber. Like, why?
Who? I have him.
But... It's a Mimi Distant Counter special build where you just get Miracle Proc'd as fast as possible so you always have to counter. That's how you do it, right?
Oh, that sounds funny. Oh, do I mean, that?
You assume you don't proc Miracle, so you assume you just always have DC?
Yeah. Oh, God. That's pretty funny. Anywho, the
Shield Pulse.
Was that it for the Fae channel?
I think so.
Anything else? I can't.
They said
remember.
We could spark the banner 4 times. You can only grab a unit once from the sparks.
Yeah.
You obviously do get one free unit because CYL. CYL 2 free unit is ending because they didn't tease any of the weapon, like weaponry finds, which we won't get till the night Gordon summons. We'll figure it out later, earlier that night.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah. I will. The plan is for me, for the summons, is to hopefully, if I'm awake, I will summon. And I think I'm just going to do wheels. I'm probably going to do the forging bonds before I even touch it. Maybe, I don't know, I might be a little greedy, but I'm going to get to do the wheels, and then if I don't have a Lysepia, I'm sparking for Lysepia, and then I might make a hard decision on Claude if I don't have him either. So, honestly...
the safest choice, because...
Yeah,
answers to pull for.
I want Lysepia, like, 100%.
Oh, I was just saying, it's also the safest choice, because red is cancer to pull for.
Oh, yes, red is cancer. We both knew that. I pulled Lysepia on an off-Moonbow banner, for crying out loud.
She was on the Moonbow banner.
What, the Moonbow banner?
Yeah, she was on it.
Yeah, that's where I pulled her, now.
You said off, and I was like...
Yeah.
You didn't pull her on an off-Moonbow banner.
No, I didn't pull her on her main banner, because it sucked. So I pulled her on the Moonbow banner for some reason.
600 orbs for one Lysithia?
Yeah, that's what you did. That's not me. I did like 40.
At least she had good IVs.
Yeah, mine's
only decent. Saving grace.
Yes.
I don't have to summon for IVs.
The plan is to get Lysithia and then make a hard decision because I really like all of them and I kind of want them all. So,
and when in doubt, half a year from now, they'll probably be on a Hero Fest.
Yeah, true.
Where
and then
summon Dimitri 50 times, what?
And then,
attack defense and then, unity for all.
And then after that, I will be probably saving for a legendary hero banner because turns out there's a lot of legendary heroes I want. So. Yeah.
You don't have a lot for some reason.
No, I don't. So, like,
saving.
I don't have a lot of the staples. Like, I don't have a lot of the staples. Like, Legendary Azera, I still don't have. Like,
yeah,
I don't even have Prima.
Kind of useful one.
Yeah, like, I don't know. So
you've had Tempest, you're good.
I do have Tempest. I think we're gonna turn the corner to the weeb corner. If there was anything else, it wasn't relevant. Neil, have you done anything other than finish Sword Art Progressive Volume 2? I should probably ask you. I should probably ask you, how was that?
I mean, it was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then there was like the last three chapters, and it was like, oh, what? No, last two chapters or something.
Yeah,
it just kind of was like, oh, they beat it, yay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
Why couldn't we have done the butterfly killing quest? Where we killed a giant butterfly. Sounds like some straight out of Wind Waker.
I mean, fair enough. Everybody has their own.
Interesting, right?
Next book is still my favorite, which I will lend you as soon as possible.
Water
for me, yeah. For me, I've been watching the season of Seven Deadly Sins on Netflix, the new one. Because
what spoiler are you gonna watch?
What's that? It's alright.
Finishing up the it's soon.
See, I watch it in
like
English
at the start of Alicization.
Yeah. I watch it in English. I will binge it. Like, that's what I did with the other one. But, like, I watch it in English sub, too, so I have to, like, sit
like
down and actually watch it.
40-some episodes that you're behind now.
Yeah, Seven Deadly Sins I just kind of have on in the background as I do other things. It's good. I don't like where they're taking it with Meliodas and Elizabeth.
You gotta watch the most amazing battle animation they've ever done towards the season finale.
For what? Oh no! Oh no! Is it in this season?
Yeah, it's the season. Oh. I'm pretty sure it's like the end of season one.
Oh, okay, season one. Never mind.
The budget for the final fight scene is like pennies. Amazing.
In Seven Deadlies?
I've seen screenshots. I don't remember watching it like fully, but like
I remember
screenshots of the dude, and he's like super thick for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm on the new season stuff. I don't like where they're taking Elizabeth and Meliodas, because I don't like what they did to Elizabeth's character. Hot take. But I finally got payoff with King and Deanne, so yay. it's a good show. It's good on the background, and I like the English dub, because I like most of the cast. So it's pretty whimsical, so take it.
We can say that about a lot of shonen shows.
Yeah, fair. Not Sword Art, because I watched it in English. So yeah. I have to be serious for Sword Art Online.
Oh yeah, super serious show.
Yeah.
Black Clover, you also gotta be serious, right?
I mean, I have that in some.
You're a ways back on that as well.
I am a little ways back.
Don't worry,
it would be the time.
We're just in filler hell. So.
Oh God.
Yeah. Nice. It's like seven episodes of filler so far.
Oh, nice. Joy.
It was like we hit COVID and they're like, shit, filler arc.
Maybe I should have.
Like a month break and they're like, oh yeah, welcome back to filler hell.
Yeah, like, maybe
why
I.
Why did you take the break?
Maybe I should.
Brought us back to filler.
Maybe I'm glad I didn't catch up on that.
I mean, you still have like, what, two arcs to get through before filler?
Mm-hmm.
Two or three.
Yeah, something like that.
Like the filler's like episode like 120 or something we're at. I don't remember.
Other than that, I've been playing Destiny Child still. So
I'm close to finishing Tyrion Saga, I think. But
that's good. And then it'll be Berwick, which I'll be watching, which we'll be doing kind of a weekly report on that too.
We gotta do like the same thing with Thracia as Berwick Saga.
With Berwick Saga.
Play the Kaga Did It First Saga.
Yeah. So.
On the PS2. Woo! Legit PS2 console TM.
I have one. If anybody has a copy of a Japanese only, I think the region locked. Never mind.
I mean, if only the beta on the GameCube came out, would have been easy, right? I mean, still region locked, but whatever.
Whatever, I guess.
Sure, isn't the Switch the first non-region locked console? Pretty sure it is. Aside from maybe the SNES, because I don't think they invented region lock back then, did they?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think that started in like the 64 or something.
Yeah.
First 3D consoles probably started around then.
Probably.
That'd be my guess. So.
Mm-hmm. So, anywho, look forward to a massive summoning recap next week. If everything goes well, it'll be Awakening next week. If not, it'll be something else.
If everything goes well, we won't say, I pulled red and cried.
Yeah, well, there is no doubt in my eyes.
How many pity breakers do you think we're going to get?
I hope to get less than two.
I'm guessing, no, I was going to say out of the both of us, I'm assuming... Yeah. Four total. I'm assuming you'll get one, maybe two.
Yeah.
Probably. If you get one pity break, you're spending, what, 100 orbs?
I'm doing wheels. I'm spending about 100. Yeah.
You're doing wheels, which you're going to spend... You have, what, 140 orbs or something?
I have 152, actually.
Yeah. You're going to get a little over a spark if you just do wheels with all the tickets. I think it's 20 orbs over. I will go for, I guess, two sparks. Probably grab, I guess, Dimitri and Lysithia, I guess. Probably makes the most sense. I'll probably grab a free, I don't know, Dimitri or Lysithia. Probably Dimitri.
Am I going to grab Claude versus C slot?
I mean, I could, but, like, I'm assuming we'll find out, the C slot's flyer exclusive, and then it'll be like, I kind of want to wait for speed. Res speed.
Right. I will let you know as soon as possible for that.
Oh no! In the morning. I'll figure it out with the data mine. Data mine comes out probably.
Right.
Earlier, because the banner the update will drop earlier Monday night, right?
Yeah.
And then the banner drops Tuesday morning, so the data mine will probably be out, and I'll probably say flyer exclusive around 12 or something. Yeah. So. Okay. Will the be up probably.
Well, other than that, look forward to a brand new episode of Two Lords About Swords. But this will be the end of today's episode. Episode number 95, by the way, Neil.
Five away.
It'll be like mid or late September is when we do 100.
Yeah. So, late September, because we'll have 7 this month and then 3, so it'll be almost the end of September. Oh boy, yeah. Dancer Band. No. Isn't Dancer Banner on the calendar?
It could be.
I think it's after this banner. Because I think it's just another special heroes. So Dancers, yes. I guess.
Other than that, though, we will talk to you guys again real soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.